We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play. Score of the game, you know, who's on the bases. The one thing, though, in this ballpark, it's a pretty big gap. So right away when the ball's hit, you're thinking, okay, we got a chance to score three. But I know Bobby Witt, you know, he has a really good arm on a relay throw. So you're taking all those things into consideration. And Juan gave me a good opportunity to send him, so I felt good about it.
When you do send him, I love your technique. You're kind of moving out to the outfield. Your back ends up almost to the play. Mm-hmm. Is there a part of you going, well, I hope I turn around and I see an opening here for a safe sign?
That's kind of what, you know, I've always done, because I feel like once I send him, now my responsibility is to the back runner. So it's kind of what, you know, how I've always done it. And, yeah, I'll take a quick peek just to see. But, the one thing is, you know, I think our guys do a really good job of putting myself in a situation to be able to send them, and that's all I can ask of them is to give effort on, and it gives me a better opportunity to score them.
Third base coach, in a play like that, there's so many things you have to think about, as you mentioned, to consider. How long does it take to get comfortable in that role? Because you've been doing it for a long time, many different places.
The one thing that benefited me is I did it for a long time in the minor leagues. So just being comfortable with the position. But then just, you know, as the years go on, is like you just try to put put as much information into your mind that you can for what different plays come up, who are the defenders, the guys that have the plus arms. And it always doesn't always work out the way you want it to, but I always feel like if you're prepared, you'll make the best decision possible, and you have to, you know, you live with it.
What kind of prep does go into starting a new series, especially against an AL team that, you know, three games in and you're out, and you have to know, okay, Caglione's out there and right, you know, certain arms and this and that. How much prep is there?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of prep, especially for this club. Isbell is the only guy I've been familiar with, So they have three new outfielders that I've never seen before. And sometimes it's hard with younger players because there's not a lot of video on them. So you do as much homework as you can. You look at video of them with their throws, how they move in the outfield. You get familiar with the middle infielders, the guys that have the, you know, really good relay arms. And you just try to get all that information so in the heat of the moment you can make the best decision.
If you've stopped them, you send them. How satisfying is that one where you trust your gut, you go, I'm going to do it here, and it works out?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel good. Now you're holding your breath, that's for sure. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you put your work in before the game. Like I said, you try to run as many situations through your mind so you're prepared for them. And at the end of the day, hey, there's been times this year where, you know, things didn't work out, and, you know, you just try and learn from it. So, you know, that's how I go about it.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Keith.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.